Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books and an animal magnet as well. Teasel welcomes you to the channel too. She's just trying to get comfy on my lap. Okay, where are we going today, Teasel? Well, I think we're going to Henry VIII's reign. On this day in Tudor history, the 22nd of November 1545, Henry VIII's trusted physician, Sir William Butts, died at Fulham Manor in Middlesex after suffering what was described in the primary sources as a Dubal fever quartans. A quartan fever was a form of malaria. So let me tell you a bit more about this royal physician. Well, Sir William Butts was born in Norwich in Norfolk around 1485 and was the son of John Butts, who was auditor of Crown Revenues. He was educated at Gonville Hall, Cambridge University, and in 1516 he married Margaret Bacon, who went on to serve in the household of Mary, daughter of Henry VIII and his first wife Catherine of Aragon. The couple had four children together. Now, Butts acted as a royal physician at the court of Henry VIII from 1528 right up into his death. His patients included the king himself, Queens Anne Boleyn and Jane Seymour, the Lady Mary, Mary I, Henry Fitzroy, Duke of Richmond, who was the illegitimate son of Henry VIII, George Boleyn, who of course was Anne Boleyn's brother, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey and Thomas Howard, Duke of Norfolk. In 1528, when Anne Boleyn was suffering from sweating sickness at Hever Castle, and Henry VIII heard that she was ill with it, of course, a disease that could, an illness that could kill in hours, Butts was sent by the king to treat Anne and to carry a love letter to her from the king. Anne, of course, recovered from sweating sickness. When Anne became queen, Butts, who had reformist sympathies, so was quite like the queen in that way, acted as what historian Eric Ives describes as her talent spotter, helping her find and employ reformist scholars as her chaplains. He also helped advance men like Hugh Latimer and Sir John Cheek. You're going to lick my chin while I'm doing this, are you? Felicity Hill writes of how French reformer Nicolas Bourbon approached Butts for help in 1535 after he was forced to flee France because of his evangelical beliefs. Butts told Anne Boleyn and she employed Nicolas as a tutor for her ward Henry Carey, who was the son of her sister Mary Boleyn. In December 1534, Eustace Chapuis, the imperial ambassador, recorded how Henry VIII sent Butts to see the 18-year-old Princess Mary, who'd fallen ill, intimating that nothing would grieve him so much as the loss of his daughter. Mary was at this time, you're trying to get at a cat, aren't you? Mary was at this time in her younger half-sister Elizabeth's household. Chapuis recorded how Butts told the king that the princess's illness was partly the result of the worry and extreme annoyance to which she'd been subjected. Butts apparently advised that the princess should be reunited with her mother and that she might live there at less expense, be more honourably treated and recover more surely, and besides, that in case of mishap, which may God forbid, all suspicion of foul play might be removed by the presence of so many witnesses. However, although the king agreed that Butts was right in what he said, there was one great drawback in such a plan, which was that, were the princess sent to reside with her mother, it would be impossible for him to bring her to his wishes and make her renounce her legitimacy and her right to the succession. Oh well, Butts tried to do his best by Mary. Following the break with Rome, Butts also tried to convert some of the monks of Sion Abbey, who were refusing to acknowledge Henry VIII as the supreme head of the church. In 1540, King Henry VIII discussed his difficulties in consummating his marriage to Anne of Cleves with Butts and also Dr. John Chamber, explaining that he found her body in such sort disordered and indisposed to excite and provoke any lust in him. He also confided in Butts that he'd had two wet dreams and believed himself able to do the act with others, but not with her. The marriage was later annulled, due partly to this lack of consummation. Butts was knighted by King Henry VIII in 1544, but he died on this day in 1545. He was buried in a tomb against the south wall of All Saints Church, Fulham, near to the altar, and his brass depicted him wearing armour, with a shield showing his arms, and a scroll with the words, "Mine advantage" on it. However, sadly, his tomb and brass were later destroyed. In 1627, his epitaph, a slab with verses by Sir John Cheke, was restored by Leonard Butts of Norfolk, a descendant. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.